Boy, we're getting a lot of questions about babies here. Okay, let's go to Christina in Portland, and she wants to know, she's a little concerned about the nutrition for her friend's twin babies. Are you there, Christina?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Dr. Bob Marshall. Yes, she has two twins, and she does not want to take the time to nurse them consistently.
Well.
So she's nursing half the time, and then the other half supplementing with formula.
Well,
so what could be the best nutrition way to alarm her of the damage that she's doing to her babies? And if she's going to still continue on this path, what is the best formula out there?
Well,
best nutrition.
I hate saying this, and it is humiliating, but American baby formula is the laughingstock of Europe, and it is a pathetic excuse for nutrition missing so many key factors. If I were to recommend one of those, I'd expect to see lightning coming over the horizon with my name on it. I would say that to your friend that the child will probably have so many health concerns from the shape of the mouth to just one thing after another thing, because when you breastfeed, it naturally concludes the growth of the colon so food can be absorbed properly. When the food is delivered to the intestine before the full gestation of the intestine, many microorganisms can set up very strong, very difficult to displace housekeeping in the bowel, and that will determine, you know, most experts believe that can mean a shortened life. It can mean compromised immunity. It means so many things. I feel so strongly about breastfeeding that I told my daughter, please don't have a child if you don't want to breastfeed the child, because I don't have an antidote. If a child is born and cannot be breastfed, now you need to make the food each day fresh for this child. It does not come out of a bottle. And if she doesn't want a nurse except half the time, then it's going to take way more time to get some second-class nutrition ready for this child. But if it has to be done, fresh carrot and celery juice will deliver more calcium than milk, and it's much more bioavailable since the milk has been pasteurized and really is not suited to be consumed by a human. So we can make carrot and celery as a juice. We can make fermented raw foods, because these require no digestion on the part of the body. They're ready to go on their own. These are wonderful things that we've used for people who have lost their stomach, but they're a lot of work. I would say it'd be way faster to breastfeed the child.
Oh, yeah, and they're newborns, too. So could their stomachs handle?
Fermented raw food, an infant can have... day one can handle that, but it's a lot of work. That's the problem. And so I would say that she needs to think twice. A lot of times the women only want to breastfeed partly because they don't get enough water, their own nutrition is not good, and some women are concerned the breasts will shrivel or change. I can tell you right now that those things happen when the body is malnourished and not when the body is well-nourished.
She's just selfish. That's all it is.
Well, I don't know how to change that except that she's going to pay. She's going to pay dearly in the years to come in dental bills and in all kinds of other health bills, because these kids won't be. They'll be a shadow of the health that they had if they were breastfed. Also, if she is not going to breastfeed, now I become extremely concerned about any kind of vaccination. You might recommend that she go to a website called thinktwice.com and learn much more about these vaccinations, because if she gives them the second-class food and then hits them with this kind of an immune load, wow, she may be barking up a tree she'd never want to go to. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.